All right, everybody, welcome into Celtics post-game live after another brutal one for Boston. So much that went wrong. You know, when the Celtics had that, what was it, a 23-point lead in the second quarter, I know that all of us, like every single one of us, there's no way that you can't tell me you were thinking in that moment, they're going to blow this. The Celtics are going to blow this game. And like, I'm just going to have to accept it, right? You think, you know, so much has been going wrong for the Celtics this season. It was just a matter of what it was going to be next. And how can you feel confident even with a 23-point lead at this point? And I Evan Fournier is going off in the first half. And it's like, even with that lead, it's like, I know they're going to lose this game. I'm just going to have to accept it. I know they're going to find a way to disappoint me again. I know they're going to find a way to crush my soul, crush my spirit even more. And I know that's the way that everybody was feeling. And they did it. They pulled through and they disappointed everybody again. And that's exactly what happened. Look, we can talk about what happened, what transpired in the final seconds, the final minutes of that game, and be disappointed with that. But why don't we just start with the fact that you blew a 23-point lead. You had a 23-point lead in this game, and it dwindled away so quickly because of Evan Fournier and company. The Knicks have been so bad this season, and the fact that the Celtics have been had such a hard time with them. I mean, this is their second heart-crushing loss. The other one was on opening night to the Knicks, and then this one. And I know you guys are already blowing up the chat. We'll get to those on another brutal one. I don't know what to say anymore at this point. The Celtics are. I'm just gonna call it. This is the final nail in the coffin for the Celtics. The season's over. We can all go home. They can forfeit the rest of the games. They might as well at this point. They're not a good basketball team. They suck. The Celtics suck. And this was another example of it tonight. So the season's over. This was the final nail in the coffin, in my opinion. This was it. I mean, you come in off of, honestly, four of your worst games of the season. Four of your absolute worst as a team performances of the season. Your one win was against one of the worst teams in the league without their best player. And you needed your best player on the court that night to have a career night to scrape by with a victory. Tonight was just the capper, the topper on the Christmas tree, whatever you want us to call it. This was it. You lost four of your last five to just the worst teams in the league, and your one win was somehow against the Suns. But you've now lost four games. Your last four losses were all the suck teams. And, it's too infuriating to even put into words at this point. And, I'm sorry, but the season's over. It's done with. There's nothing you can do at this point. You might as well not watch. How do you recover from this? How do you bounce back from this? There's nothing more they can do. I hope Brad Stevens makes a trade tonight, tomorrow, just for whatever. Like, I don't care anymore. This is, I mentioned this during the game. It's like I'm being tortured by somebody. It's like this is some sort of new form of torture where I'm in VR or some induced, like, Inception type thing or whatever that new movie is with, what's his name, Hugh Jackman, like, where you're dreaming or whatever. Like, this is what it feels like, that this is some sort of weird new form of torture that I'm being put through because having to watch this team continuously this season. And that's what it's turned into. And the final seconds of that game, first of all, we got Evan Fournier going off again. And I mentioned this too. It's like, what did the Celtics do to Evan Fournier? What did the Celtics literally do to Evan Fournier? They brought him here for 2 second round picks. He spent a couple of months here and then he left. How did we wrong this man so drastically that he feels the need to take his vengeance out every time he sees Celtics green? What is going on in the mind of Evan Fournier that he somehow feels like he has to go scorched earth every time he sees Boston. So Evan Fournier goes off tonight. He has a career high, right? They said it was his career high or something close to that tonight against the Celtics after these other performances, which are just unbelievable. And then you have RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett, who honestly, RJ, you know, they mentioned it on the broadcast. RJ was getting blocked by Robert Williams quite a few times, took it into the paint, got fouled. RJ Barrett was not having a good night. RJ Barrett was terrible tonight. I think before that shot, he was 3 of 14, 3 of 15, something like that on the night. I mean, he shot terrible. Even with the game winner, he shot terrible. And of course, like, what else do you expect? What else would happen in a situation like that to the Celtics this year? What else but an RJ Barrett off balance, 1 foot fadeaway, like at the buzzer, like you almost it just banked in three. Like, what else for this team? I mean, and they, you know what? I don't even care. They deserved to lose. They deserved to lose this game. And of course, it had to be RJ Barrett, who's just like, I'm sure Knicks fans are whooping it up, and I'm sure I'm going to have to mute Worldwide Wob on Twitter tonight because he's going to be just nauseatingly annoying with his RJ Barrett stuff. I'm sure his name is already, you know, RJ Wobbert or whatever the heck he'd rename himself for this, but this is a tough one to take, and it's just been that way for too long now. It's been too long. And I think I said the Celtics lost four games. They didn't lose four games. I keep forgetting. They didn't lose that Magic game. So they actually – but your last four losses are so brutal because I forgot the Spurs, this game, the Timberwolves, the Clippers, and then you had two wins in there. Up, it was – one of them was barely against the Magic and the Suns. So I don't care. The Celtics season's over. Just call it. Just hang it up. If you need Jaylen Brown to score 50 against the worst teams in the league for you to win – Then forget it. I'm done. I think the team should pack it up, trade everybody. I don't care. I don't care anymore. Why should I care? This is embarrassing. I agree, Phil. I see you in there. Trade everyone. Trade everybody. Someone's saying Brad, go back to college. It's more than anybody could also possibly be asked to take. I'm 41 tonight for Fournier. It says on the bottom scroll there. It's just. I can't take it. I can't take it. It's hurting my brain to watch this team and to have to endure this every night. What was it? It was 25 point lead. Levi's saying in the chat, not just 23, 25 point lead Celtics had tonight that they blew to the Knicks. You know what's great about it? It was on national TV this time. So it's not just everybody in Boston that got to see this. Everybody in the country got to witness the Celtics being a complete mess and vomiting on themselves. And I can't wait, you know? I'm excited. Let's hear what Shaq has to say. I hope they talk about him on First Take tomorrow. It'll be all over the place. National TV game, TNT against the New York Knicks. Not a great team, but one of the most high-profile teams you can play. Media market, Stephen A. was watching for sure. Everybody is going to be on this game tomorrow, ripping the Celtics, and bring it on. Bring it on. Let me hear. I'm so sick of it at this point that I welcome criticism of the Celtics. I welcome it. I hope people rip them to shreds tomorrow because it was flat out embarrassing tonight. It's been flat out embarrassing for a couple of weeks now. It's been flat out embarrassing all season long. So go for it. I know you guys want to complain too. So I'll get to the chats. I'll try to get to all of them again. There's a ton of them. I know a lot of people are in here tonight complaining, and rightfully so, after another frustrating loss. Again, a high-profile game. So I'll try to get to as many of the chats as possible. Again, if you want to support the stream, Super Chat, I'll be on it, and I'll try to get your comment up first. But other than that, we'll just jump into it and get into some of the comments. Evan saying, what's up? What's up, Evan? Good to see you. I know this isn't really the night to rip Tatum, because Tatum was actually pretty good tonight, but I'm sure you'll find a way and go for it, so go ahead. Kieran saying she's crying. I'm not sure, but do you blame Kieran? Do you blame Kieran for crying after this one? I would be crying. You know, if this was me at a younger age, I'd be in tears over this team. If I was a young Celtics fan, I'd be sobbing. I'm never gonna witness this team win a championship. Think of all the 11-year-old Celtics fans, 12-year-old at this point Celtics fans that are never going to, that have never seen a Celtics team win a championship in a lifetime, that, you know, may never, the rate it's going, it's really, that's what it's starting to feel like. So, you know, Kieran, I hope, use your Jason Tatum jersey, your Marcus Smart jersey to wipe those tears away. Okay. Cause it's, I'm sure that a lot of people are in the same boat. All right. Evan saying, what's up? Brandon saying, good Lord. Evan, we blew it again. Kieran again saying, I don't know how to fix this team. Levi saying, can't with this team. And you freaking blew 25-point lead. Disgusting. Did you not expect them to? I want to know. Did you, when they were up 25, was anybody sitting back like, man, we got this in the bag tonight. We're blowing them out. No chance we blow this one. Was anybody thinking that with how this season has gone? Did anybody think that was the case? I didn't. I was sitting there and people tweeted it. Sam LaFrench, shout out to Sam LaFrench on the pregame. He tweeted it. He said, yeah, Celtics going to blow this. I was thinking about tweeting it. He said, yep, Celtics, can't wait for the Celtics to blow this lead. I'm sure many of you tweeted it. I'm sure some of you in this chat tweeted it. Can't wait for the Celtics to blow this one. And they did. They did. Just because that's who they are. And that's what they do. Ben saying, KJ, unbelievable, even by our standards. You know, Ben, I would agree with you, but it's believable. I just said it's believable. Like, I just said when we were in the middle of the game, I would, if you told me Celtics going to blow this, I would have believed it. Which, by the way, should tell you how sad this team is. That if I told you in the second quarter they're going to blow this and you would have believed it, that is how sad the state of the Celtics is right now. That it actually is believable that they would blow a 25-point lead. It's actually something widely within the realm of possibility that what you'd expect from this team, that it's that brutal. So actually, Ben, I don't think it's unbelievable. I think it's very believable that they would blow a 25-point lead. Of course they did. Ray, mad about it. Ray, sure. It absolutely is BS. Land saying, I sent my girlfriend a picture when we had a 25-point lead. And wrote, we're still going to lose. Exactly. Yeah, what more would you expect? We didn't even get anything for Evan, and he lights us up. Hey, whoa, Evan. Hey, slow down. They got a trade exception, right, guys? Hey, we got a trade exception for Evan Fournier, right, didn't we? Hey, yeah, all right. Hey, what are we going to do with this Evan Fournier trade exception we opened up? Hey, yeah, that's what you get for getting 41 points dropped on your head. You get a juicy trade exception. We'll see who they use it on. Should be good, you know. It's honestly, yeah. That's what you get for Evan Fournier. Trade exception, and he lights you up 41. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is for Evan Fournier. Is he mad that the Celtics didn't want to re-sign him? Did, like, he not get along with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown that much? Does he hate those guys? Like, why does he feel the need every time he goes against the Celtics to just go off and have the best game of his career every time? Why? Why? Why does it happen? Please, somebody tell me. Why? Why does he do this? Somebody tell me. Something must have happened. Somebody did something to Evan Fournier on the Celtics, and he is not happy about it. So I just want to know. I just want to know what it is, because I can't keep doing this. Derek, I see with the super chat, we should have re-signed Evan Fournier. Shout out, Derek. I know you super chatting yesterday. Come back today with another super chat. Do you guys agree with Derek that the Celtics should have re-signed Evan Fournier? I mean, at this point, look, Fournier is not having the best season this year. Okay, let's be honest about this. But for some reason, every time he plays the Celtics, he has the best game of his career. He's Evan Fournier. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. What is the? I need to know what his averages are. Okay, because this season against the Celtics, I don't know if anybody has it. Maybe someone can drop it in the chat for me real quick. But this season against the Celtics, Evan Fournier is averaging something like what? It's got to be over 30, right? I'm going to look at the splits right now. 2022 splits for Evan Fournier against the Celtics. Before this game, it was 32, okay? He had, what, 64 in two games? So let's see, quick math, 105. So it's roughly 35 points per game now against the Celtics for Evan Fournier. 35 points Evan Fournier is averaging against Boston this season. 35. Against everybody else, against every other team in the league, he's averaging like 12. He's averaging 12 points against every other team in the league, and he's averaging 35 against the Celtics. Can someone please explain this to me? Someone explain what the heck's going on. Why is that a thing? Why is that a thing that he's doing that? I don't understand. What did we do to have a 48? I really am curious. What did the Celtics do to him? They must have like made him work in like the boiler room. Like, I don't know what is going on. Hold on, 368. It's even less. It's like under 11 points per game. 368 divided by 64. What is it? Or 34. 10.8. He's averaging 10 points per game against every other team in the NBA, and he's averaging 35 against the Celtics. Evan Fournier is the best scorer. Think about that. Evan Fournier is the best scorer in the league when he plays the Celtics, and only when he plays the Celtics. Everybody else, he's mediocre at best. He's probably below average for what he should be, especially for what he's getting paid. So as far as Derek, your comment, like the Celtics should have re-signed Evan Fournier, I mean, should they have? I don't know. Like, honestly, with how his season's going and he can only score against the Celtics, you probably shouldn't have re-signed him because he can't play the Celtics if he's on the Celtics, so he's not going to go off against anybody. Like that, I mean, that's what we're dealing with here with Fournier, all right? I don't know. I can't agree that they should have re-signed him because he's getting paid way too much. I just wish he wouldn't just turn it to Kevin Durant, or I said this to somebody on Twitter, not Michael Jordan because he's French. So it'll be Mikael Jordan. He turns into Mikael Jordan every time he plays the Celtics. It's ridiculous. I can't do it. I don't understand what's happening. Let's get back up to the rest of the chat. Ben saying, I'm in London and I'm absolutely gutted. Ben, get some sleep, man. I don't know what to tell you. Everybody's got to be gutted. I feel bad for the London people. Land saying 3:57 a.m. in Germany. Like, people are over here in Europe rooting for the Celtics. Just, guys, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we're frustrated. It's 10 for us. 10 p.m. You guys are watching in the a.m., the wee hours of the morning out here in Europe, and I can't imagine what it's like for this you, for you guys. Evan says I'm in blow it up mode. MA needs to go. Like, honestly, the only thing that should be stopping the Celtics from firing MA Udoka right now, and I say this like, I'm sorry, I say this with like some sort of semblance of respect for MA Udoka. But the only thing that should be stopping them from firing MA Udoka right now, and should be out of it. The only thing that is just the aura of the organization, the sort of like, we are the Celtics and we're better than that, and we don't fire coaches after a half a season. Like, that should be the only thing that's stopping the Celtics from firing MA Udoka. And maybe some sort of, you know, feel like, well, we owe it to MA to give him a year. Like, just how revered the organization is, because like, it's not working. Might as well get him out of here. Try something else. I don't know. Like, honestly, he might have to be fired after a year. And I hate to say that, but it's not working out. It's not working. I don't know. Get someone else in there. They're worse this year than they were last year. So he didn't fix anything. Shout out Sam LaFrenz. I'll give Sam a shout out from the pregame show. I was mentioning him earlier. Celtics insurance is the best idea of all time. Betting the other team when the lead is big. Hey, take Sam's advice. When the Celtics are up big, bet on the other team. And then if you win big, hey, Sam's riding high last night with his Celtics insurance idea. When the Celtics have a big lead, bet on somebody else. So hey, shout out to you, Sam. Not a bad idea, I guess. Are you guys in blow it up mode? I you know, Evan's been on this train for a while. I hate the idea of blowing it up, but I mentioned it even last time when they lost to the Spurs. Like, wouldn't it almost be refreshing, like, to be the Magic right now? Imagine if we were the Magic and it was just like, okay, we're tanking. At least there's a plan. What's the plan right now? What's the plan? To just make trades on the fringes eventually and hope you get better? Is that going to work? Probably not. You're a middler right now. You're in limbo. You're in NBA limbo, which is the worst place to be. And not only that, because there's a certain type of NBA limbo that is still somewhat hopeless, but at least it's not miserable. Like the Portland Trail Blazers, okay? Not this year, but in the past, The Portland Trail Blazers, really good team for a while, made a Western Conference Finals. That team was never good enough to win an NBA Finals, but at least you have some fun. You have a good player. You have an all-star here or there, and you win consistently, and you can maybe, you know, make a little bit of noise in the playoffs, right? The Memphis Grizzlies with Mike Conley, Zach Randolph, and Marc Gasol, right? Never winning a championship, but they were a fun little team, made a conference finals. Like, if you are a 8, 9, 10 seed, like the Magic were with Vucevic, like, I don't know, pick another team that's like that, you know, off the top of your head, whatever crap team you want to mention, I don't know at this point. Like, if you are that kind of team, whether it's, you know, that Magic team I just mentioned, I don't know, the Bucks with Brandon Jennings, if you want to bring them up, the Wizards over the last few years with Bradley Beal, I don't know, any of these guys, okay? The Thunder, once they lost Kevin Durant, like, the Jazz with Gordon Hayward, like, whatever, pick whatever team you want. The Pistons, when they had Blake Griffin, like, when you're that team, there is no fun in that. There's absolutely no fun in that. And it just continuously gets more and more frustrating. So I don't know. At this point, I don't hate the idea of blowing it up. I'm like, you know, maybe that's what we need. Because would I rather be a 9 or a 10 seed and struggle through all of this? Or would I rather just tank and be like, all right, at least I feel like that something's happening here, that we're not like just you know, a team without any sort of direction, that it's like, okay, we at least we have a plan now, because this is just what can you say about this? This isn't helping anything right now. At the very least, they need to get better, but I don't see a way to get better right now, not this season. So, you know, maybe players will grow, players will develop, Tatum and Brown will get age into, you know, more consistent superstars that can win playoff games. I don't know. And that can, you know, at least win regular season games, start there. But right now, it's not going to work this season. So maybe in 2 years it will, but it's not going to work this season. Again, guys, I'm way behind on the chat. If you want to get up quick, you can do a super chat. Otherwise, I'll try to get to everything as soon as I can. Kieran saying every game I'm saying this is the worst game of the year. It's getting worse. How can it get worse than this? How can it get worse than this? How can it continue to get worse? Blowing leads to the Knicks, barely beating the Magic, losing to the Spurs and DeJounte Murray. You can't hit a single three against the Clippers. Honestly, the Clippers game to me has been probably the worst one with the kind of talent they threw out there. Minnesota close too. But these are just like icing on the cake at this point. This is just piling on. It's just ridiculous. As they continue to pile up, it feels worse because it's like, oh, that wasn't just a one-off. This team really just is that bad that they're doing that. More saying, get MA out of here. Phil saying he's glad he didn't watch. Hey, Phil, you know what? I'm glad you didn't watch. That was hard to watch. Gregory saying, need a shooter. Team is a joke. Smart, 12 shots, 10 or threes. I want him traded before the deadline. And I think a lot of people are going to probably, you know, want Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart, to me, is the easiest guy to trade because he's not a superstar, but he has some sort of value still, so maybe you can get something for him that can help you out in the short term and maybe in the long term even. So Marcus Smart is definitely the easiest guy to trade, and I think it makes a lot of sense. It's just a matter of what you're going to get for him. And I would be, if you told me right now, I would be kind of shocked if Marcus Smart was not traded before the deadline. I would be pretty stunned if Marcus Smart wasn't traded before the deadline. I don't think he played horrible tonight. Certainly didn't play good. I don't think he was your worst player, but it was more so just that Evan Fournier was killing you. But if Marcus Smart keeps Marcus Smart starts racking up bad games, then what are you going to get for him? You know, is the team going to be willing to give up any sort of piece that's going to help you out for him? Because I'm worried that they're not. People in the chat asking, where's Ev? Ev's just on a little hiatus, guy. He'll be back. Don't worry about it. Ev's doing fine. Don't worry. He's healthy. Everything's good. So. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that too, because I saw a chat about that from Phil. Gregory saying, again, need a shooter big time. Read that already. Diaz saying, if they do trade, they better trade for a true point guard. Give me a name, because I hear this all the time. It's like, first of all, you're not getting Lonzo now, so forget that. Maybe you could have done it last year. Now it's out the window. Okay, so you're not getting Lonzo. So who do you want? Tell me who you want. Tell me who the true point guard out there is you want, because there's not many of those. Most of those don't exist. Ricky Rubio is injured now. You're not getting him. He was on a good Cavs team anyway. They weren't trading him. So who's the guy? Who do you want? Who? Just tell me. Please, put a name in the chat. Please. Put a name of a point guard you'd want on this team. I'll get to it later. I'll get to it once I roll through these. But I'd love to hear some suggestions. Give me some trade ideas. Let's do it. Let's rebuild this team overnight. Let's do it right now. Do Brad Stevens' job for him. It's Gear saying, every night shaking my head. Who needs to go? Chat, absolutely add on to the trade ideas. Ronnie's saying, I'm blaming Ev on this one. I don't know if you mean Evan Fournier or absolutely whoever. Very pathetic team is what Phil's saying. Ray, again, we have no shooters. It's either Tatum or Brown having a good night. Why can't both of them have good nights? Separate those two for the first time. Happy for the Knicks. They won with balls. The Knicks, they fought back in this game, I guess, sort of, but it's easy to do that against the Celtics. I don't know. I don't give the Knicks a lot of credit. I just want to blame the Celtics tonight. That's all I feel like doing. Levi saying Dennis is one of them that's got to go. More fire, MA. What a disappointing team. Celtics are trash. Brad, find another coach. Hey, you know what? Give me some coach suggestions too. Go for it. I mean, you know, I'd love to hear some suggestions for the who you want as the coach of this team. Because you want Sam Cassell? I mean, I heard Chauncey Billups last year. He's not doing too. Even last night I heard Chauncey Billups. He's not doing too hot. Again, saying, wow, RJ really just made that. I'm still behind the chat. It's still at like 10 o'clock in the chat where I'm at. RJ really just made that. It was a ridiculous shot, but it's like emblematic of the Celtics season. Like, again, that shot deserved to go in, so I'm fine with it. NC saying, we have no shooting on the court in the fourth. Horford, Rob, Smart, Schroeder at the same time on the court when our offense is not rolling. MA doesn't know how to adjust. Again, I feel like the book on MA was that he was a player's coach. And it doesn't seem like the players are happier. That's what he was brought here to do. He was brought here to make the players happier. That's not happening. I think that everybody would agree. I think it would be consensus even that MA is not the tactical coach that Brad Stevens is. Brad Stevens was widely regarded as a very good tactical coach, drawn up, you know, certain plays structurally. Like, Brad Stevens was a very, very smart coach. And not to say MA isn't, but Brad Stevens was regarded as elite in that regard. But what people thought they needed was someone who could relate to the players more, someone more personable, all of that stuff. It didn't work. It's not working. So that was his number one job, to improve morale. Your number one thing we're bringing Ime Udoka in for is to improve morale, and it didn't work. So what do you do when somebody's not doing their job? You fire them. You say he doesn't know how to adjust. I don't know. I might not go that far. I don't want to completely bury him and say he doesn't know what he's doing with a clipboard and doesn't know how to coach. But he's not as good as Brad Stevens, and he was supposed to improve the team in other areas, and he didn't. So that's what you say about Ime. I want to get to some of the point guard suggestions. Mark Jackson, I think you mentioned coach. I think for that's for a coach. Mark Jackson is a coach. I thought you were talking true point guard. I was like, you know, maybe a little old. Mark Jackson is a coach idea. I don't know. Kind of been there, done that with Mark Jackson in the league. But, like, I don't know. I don't know. I might try it. At least Mark Jackson more of a, you know, he's more stubborn as a coach. You know, he might be a little harder on these guys. Maybe that's what they need. But I don't know. It feels like the Warriors took off when they got rid of Mark Jackson, so I don't even know if that's a good idea. People saying, I want Brad Stevens. That guy would be a great coach for the Celtics, wouldn't he? I bet they'd be great if they had him. Mike saying Sam Mitchell. I don't know about Sam Mitchell. I don't know if I love what he did. I think he was at the Timberwolves for a little while. You know, the Timberwolves they haven't been able to figure anything out. But I don't know. Sam Cassell's, I think, a name that's better than a lot of those. Let's see. As far as the true point guards, I see John Wall. Like, do you guys want John Wall? Do you guys really want John Wall? I mean, John Wall is washed, man. John Wall cannot do it anymore. I don't want John Wall, especially not for that contract. If you tell me they get him on a buyout, maybe fine if you're just taking the flyer on somebody, but not for that contract for sure. Mayhem saying, I like Halliburton. Halliburton's not happening. Like, the Kings aren't giving up him. I would like him too. I wish they drafted him. I wish they traded up in that Nesmith draft and took him, but they didn't. He was a guy that I really wanted them to target, and I said they should target, and didn't get him. So That stinks, doesn't it? AJ saying, I'm a Lakers fan. I would love to have Marcus Smart. Would you guys trade Marcus Smart to the Lakers? Hey, what do you want? Lance saying, Brogdon. Again, Brogdon can't be traded. Brogdon just signed his deal, so I don't think he can be traded all year. I don't think he gets the January 15th thing where he's available once January 15th rolls around. I'm pretty sure all season he's untradeable. So, Anmol saying, Goran Dragic, a floor general that can shoot. Like, are these guys fixing the Celtics? Like, are Goran Dragic, John Wall, like, are those guys fixing all the problems? I mean, is that when those are the names you have to run through, I'm not very encouraged. I'm genuinely not. Like, I just, you know, I like, that does not inspire confidence in me. And, you know, you guys are saying, like, those guys are true point guards. I don't know. John Wall, he's been a good passer over the course of his career, but he's been pretty ball dominant too. Like, it's kind of like the Westbrook thing. If you have the ball, yeah, you're going to get a lot of assists. That doesn't mean you're a good passer. And then Goran Dragic is washed too. Like, these guys are over the hill. I don't know if that works. You know, I really don't. What else we got here? Diaz saying Celtics' biggest weakness is their shooting. One of the worst shooting teams. The Celtics need shooters. I agree. They're not one of the worst shooting teams, but they certainly could use a little boost there. And they should be better. Like, Jason Tatum, his three-point percentage should be better. Al Horford, his three-point shooter percentage should be way better. Like, Al Horford and Peyton Pritchard even. Throw Peyton Pritchard in there. Like, they should have better three-point shooters than they do. Just guys aren't hitting this year for some reason. And I don't know why. Is it the new basketball? I don't know what it is. But, yeah, we got Tuts saying that he's glad he skipped that match. Knicks better than the Celtics. Andrew, hey, Andrew, you know what? I'm not going to disagree with you at this point. That's for sure. More get MA out of here. MA is trash. Needs to get fired. Horrible coach. Man, I hate to see MA get totally ripped to shreds like this, but I cannot defend him. I can't defend MA Udoka at this point. So if you guys want to rip him, you go for it. Really, just go for it at this point. He deserves it. I'm way behind the comments at this point. Again, if you guys want to throw a super chat in there, I'll get to yours sooner if you have something you really want to get on screen. Celtics fire sale, trade everybody. Saying Jason Tatum is one of the best shooters in the league. Not this season, he's not. If you just want to argue on degree of difficulty that Jason Tatum and just as you know, if you're gonna argue like without looking at the numbers, Jason Tatum's a pretty good shooter, but percentage wise, it's not bearing out that way this year. Darren saying, dude, Celtics are bad. Tatum is their only saving grace, but the team giving up huge leads. What the hell? And look, yeah, it's Tatum and Brown, and it's just those guys are just asked to do so much, carry so much of the load. And maybe it is time to break them up. I don't know. Maybe I'm coming around to that because I don't like watching this. It's too frustrating. Duncan saying we have shooting centers and shooting guards. I don't know what you mean by that, Duncan. But the people mentioned last night that they need a stretch four, a stretch five, and Robert Williams isn't cutting it. And I thought that was so crazy because over the last so many years, I've heard people saying the Celtics need a shot blocker and a rebounder. That's what they're missing. They need Nerlens Noel. They need DeAndre Jordan. Now they have the perfect version of that, and people want to stretch big. And I'm like, you were just clamoring for this type of guy for years, and now you want to stretch big. You don't want Robert Williams anymore. It's ridiculous. I can't. Ray saying, deserve to lose. We have no heart. Lan pushing back against the Ime Udoka criticism, saying it's not about the coach. The team is just trash. And look, the team didn't play that much better with Brad Stevens at the helm last year. They played a little better than this, but not by much. So, you know, I don't know. I tend to agree with you, Lan. Because if Brad Stevens can only get you to, you know, an 8 seed or a 7 seed, whatever it was, I think it was a 7 seed at the end of the day with the play-in tournament and such. If Brad Stevens can only get you to a 7 seed, then is it really the coaching? Like, Brad Stevens is one of the best coaches in the league. And now you see you bring in a worse coach, and you're worse. So I tend to agree with Lan. I think it's not the coaching. I think it's more about the team itself and the makeup of the players. And just the sum of the parts being less than the whole, right? Or some of the parts being more than the whole. You know, it's whatever it is. Like, the Celtics players individually are better than they are together. Better than they are collectively. And that's kind of the problem. Duncan saying that's also cap. Marcus and Jalen Green. Marcus Martin, Jalen Green. I don't know what you mean, Duncan, about saying Jalen Green. Bringing him up that, but I don't know. You're gonna have to remind me, Duncan, of what you're saying there. But Ray saying this was hard. Brad needs to go back to college. So some people call for Brad to be back. Other people back to college. Like I, you know, what is Brad to blame? What does Brad have to do with the blame you would bestow on the team this year? Right? Like what has Brad done wrong? Tell me what your biggest gripe with Brad Stevens is this season, honestly, because I don't know what there is to really be upset with Brad Stevens about this year. He's just been, you know, he's tried to make moves in the offseason to improve the team. I didn't really hate any of them. And, you know, they just haven't played well. So let's see it now. Like now to me is where we get to see President Brad Stevens at work. Okay. Now you got to make moves to make this team better. So what are you going to do? Let's see it. Let's see what you got in the arsenal. You know, that's what I want to see. Duncan saying, we won with Brad, trade everyone now. NC saying, Tatum is a great scorer. There's going to be a scorer and shooter. More coaches trash, all this stuff. Dude, the Celtics are bad. Tatum is their only saving grace and team keeping up huge leads. I think I read that comment before. Might have repeated it because I was taking so long to get through these chats. Ben, absolutely awful loss. You can't tolerate this if your owner's massive overhaul only option. And, you know, so I don't know. Yeah, is Wick Grosbeck going to come down and demand that the Celtics make sweeping changes? I mean, here's the thing. No matter who you trade at this point, you are selling low. Like, teams, I would imagine, if I was an opposing NBA GM, I would be looking at the Celtics with a fork and a knife and a bib and just licking my chops. Like, I am ready to take advantage of this first-year team president in Brad Stevens and of this team that is struggling and a team that I think has a lot of players on it that I would love to add to my roster. That it might, the water might be poison in Boston. Everything might be going down the tubes for them. But you know what? I'll take whatever piece you'll give me, and they'll be good with my team. It, like, if I was a team that was ready to compete for a championship, if I was, you know, not that the Magic, not that this team is in that category, but if I was the Mavericks, right? Or I was some Western Conference team on the fringes, maybe the Lakers or something like that, okay? Even the Jazz. You want to throw the Jazz in there? The Nuggets? Like, if I was any of those teams, I would be looking at Marcus Smart and I would be saying, oh yeah, yeah, let me buy low on Marcus Smart. If they're willing to sell, if they're willing to trade Jaylen Brown right now, or even Jason Tatum, like, yes, if I'm an opposing NBA GM, I am so excited for that. Even smaller guys on the fringes, like, you're telling me they'll give me Dennis Schroeder for nothing or Josh Richardson for nothing? Then I'm taking that. I'll take that all day. Yeah, let me take that too. Like, if I'm telling you that opposing GMs are probably so excited if the Celtics actually do a fire sale or an overhaul, because there's a lot of good players to be had on this team still. And they might work somewhere else. They might work better somewhere else than they do in Boston. So that's how I would be approaching this if I was an opposing GM. NC saying, can you put in Nesmith, Jabari, or somebody to score buckets, yet MA puts in the same sorry-ass boys all the time with no adjustment? Nesmith and Jabari, I'm sorry, man. They haven't been much better this season. It's not like those guys are you know, winning your championship or scoring, you know, 15 a night. It's been all the way down the roster, no matter who they've played. And if you want to say at this point, like, Peyton Pritchard needs to play more, Nesmith needs to play more for player development. Yes, sure, go for it. Yeah, I'd agree with that. But they're not saving your team this season. They're not, you know, Nesmith isn't turning into a sixth man of the year. You know, like I said, neither of those guys are putting up 15 a night. They're not saving you now. Maybe if you play Nesmith now, he'll save you in a year or two, and he'll be able to be that type of player, but he's not right now. Anmol saying everyone except JT needs to be traded. I'm sure some people feel the same way except about Jaylen Brown, and we'll see. We'll see if they stick together. Right now, if I was a betting man, and you asked me, and I'm a little bit of a betting man, but if you asked me, you have to bet, are Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum going to be on the Celtics next season? I would say no is the more likely answer at this point. And, it, you know, if I had to bet if Marcus Smart is going to be on the team by the trade deadline, I think no is more likely. And I think that's the way it's trending right now. A. Diaz saying, He needs a killer mentality. I think there's more about the Tatum. A lot of Tatum debate in the chat. Sorry to tell you, but my Knicks are one of the worst teams. I don't know, more Knicks fans. I'm not even going to read the rest of this. A lot of Knicks fans having gloating moments in the chat. Go for it, whatever. I'm sorry to tell you, the Celtics are one of the worst teams. The Celtics are one of the worst teams in the league. So, I don't know. Congratulations, the Knicks won. RJ Barrett hit a dumb shot after a terrible game. RJ Barrett sucked tonight. He hit one shot. Congrats, Knicks fans. Hope you had fun. Okay, you beat the Celtics. Whoop-de-doo. So did the Timberwolves and the Spurs and the Clippers without their best players. Not that impressive of a win. Congratulations. Duggan saying Brad needs to be the coach again. More stuff about Brad. He's a horrible GM. I don't know how you can say that yet. I don't know how you can say that Brad is a horrible GM right now. We haven't seen it enough to say that. I'm not going to go that far. And Phil saying, worst team I have seen in many years. No effing doubt. It's hard to find. Honestly, the only team worse than this one was the year they drafted Marcus Smart. And they were supposed to be bad. They were actually better than I would have preferred them to be. So, yeah, this team was not supposed to be this bad. And it's not good. Jaylen Brown isn't an all-star. He's a good player, but not even on an all-star level. Time to trade the house for Beal. Jaylen Brown is an all-star caliber player. Not an all-star this season, especially the way the team's going, but he's an all-star caliber player. I totally disagree with you if you're saying that he's not capable of being that level. He was an all-star last year, so he's that caliber of player. Totally agree. I'm just saying he's shooting more of this Tatum debate in the chat. Why do they continue to put Brown to the corner so that Tatum can ISO play? Because that's what Tatum wants, and Tatum gets what he wants because he's your best player. And you defer to your best player. I don't know. It seems like this stuff, again, with MA, he's you know, that Brad Stevens was deferring to the stars a lot, and now MA's doing the same, and it's just not working out. It's not working out letting Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown run the team and run the offense and do whatever they want out there. It's not working. So let's see. More of this. Brad, do your job now. Looking for more trades from Phil. Again, throw your trade ideas in the chat. We'll talk about them a little bit later. AD is saying Marcus Smart needs to go and Dennis needs to get get some shooters. Again, Buddy Hield's a guy I would love on the Celtics. I have loved Buddy Hield since he was at Oklahoma. I'm a big Buddy fan. So sure, get Buddy Hield here and I'd be excited. Duggan saying fire. MA, I'm guessing you're saying. And demote Brad to head coach. That's funny. What do we got? We got a whole list here. Trade shooter, Juancho, Langford, and Al, and bench Smart. Okay. I don't know if you can even trade Al at this point. I don't know if you can trade Juancho at this point. Look at Juancho Hernan Gomez's contract. Really? Let's do this right now. Do you know how much Juancho Hernan Gomez is making to sit on the bench? Juancho Hernan Gomez is making like $9 million this season. $9 million. Really? That's what Juancho Hernan Gomez is making to do nothing for the Celtics. Oh, maybe I'm a little bit wrong. Hold on, am I wrong about this? Maybe I am wrong. I thought that's what happened with Toronto. That was maybe that's Willie Hernan Gomez. Hold on. Hold on. I swore that that's what he was making when they traded him. When they traded for him, did something happen? Did I miss something? No. Okay, sorry. This is the incentive. Okay. Base salary, and this is with his guaranteed money, all this, his cap hit right now is $7 million. I was looking at the wrong thing. Cap hit right now for Juancho Hernan Gomez, $7 million. What did they trade for him again? What was that trade that they did to get him in here? Like, what was that deal? I forget what they actually dealt in order to bring him in. It was the Chris Dunn and Carson Edwards. So they didn't give up much to get him. I think, did they throw in a pick in there, like a second-round pick or something? Yeah, a second-round pick swap. For Juancho Hernan Gomez. But forget the pick swap. Let's talk about the money. $7 million. $7 million for Juancho Hernan Gomez. He's averaging 1.1 points per game and shooting 19%. I know this isn't the night to do the Juancho Hernan Gomez stuff, but what a disaster that is. $7 million for that guy? For that guy, you're paying him $7 million? For what? Oh my goodness. That is a brutal, brutal, brutal contract for a guy that has absolutely sucked this year. More fire MA talk from Phil. So by the way, you're not trading Juan Jordan Gomez. Nobody's taking on that. And Al Horford, yeah, sorry, he's making too much money too, so that's probably untradeable. Carl in Toronto right now and asking for Goran Dragic. Look, if you just want Goran Dragic for the heck of it, fine. Like, sure. I just bring in Goran Dragic. It's not going to fix this season. It's not going to fix you. Goran Dragic isn't going to be some magic, like, you know, solution to everything. And that's not how you're going to fix this team. So if you want to bring him in just for kicks, sure, go for it. But that's not going to solve all their problems. It's going to do almost nothing. I could have won 10 grand tonight. I thought it was guaranteed. I almost don't believe you, Darren, that was the case. 10 grand. Why would you bet 10 grand on the Celtics? I just don't understand with the way they're playing why you would do that or why you would just bet the Celtics in general. Don't bet the Celtics right now. NC saying more of this talk, I think, going back and forth about different things in the chat. Call Cleveland for Rondo. They just traded for Rondo. The Cavaliers just traded for Rondo. Why are they trading him to you? I presume they want him. They just dealt, you know, almost nothing for him. But they were pretty aggressive in going after him after Ricky Rubio went down. So I don't think the Cavaliers are giving you Rajon Rondo. And I don't want to hear this. I heard this all last year about the trade for Rondo stuff. It's the same thing. Rondo isn't fixing you, first of all. Okay, so that's not happening. And second of all, even if he was, he's not available. You're not getting Rajon Rondo. Let's see, more of this stuff in the chat. Brad is the worst GM I've ever seen, aside from the Lions GM. Why? Why? Seriously, why? What has he done? What has he done that would make you say that? He hasn't been in the job for a year, and there's nothing to evaluate him on. He brought in Horford, he brought in Josh Richardson, which are just role players, and like Dennis Schroeder. And that's pretty much all he's done so far. And Juancho, which hasn't really worked out in his favor. But if you want to rip MA because he is someone that you can evaluate every night based on how the team is playing, fine. But you can't evaluate Brad like that. He has to build the team, and that's a much slower, more gradual process. So I don't understand what you mean. How is Brad Stevens the worst GM? Like, at least, Duncan, let's get past the trade deadline and see what he does there before we talk about that, okay? Can we at least get to that point? Nick Pride, more Nick Pride in the chat, all this stuff. Tell the Jays to take an Uber back to Boston. Boy, is that a four-hour trip, four-hour Uber? Why not? Hey, I'm sure a fun ride. Yeah, go for it. They'll probably be clubbing tonight or something. They'll be partying in New York. No, I'm sure he should have shut down, but whatever. Let's see. Dennis Schroeder has cost us many games now. How many games now with his stupid late game decisions? Dennis Schroeder, actually, shout out to Sam LaFrance and Tim Shields on the pregame. They actually found out Schroeder's actually been one of their better players in the clutch this season. And this isn't really the game to get on Schroeder. Schroeder wasn't so bad tonight. So I don't know what to tell you. More Knicks fans gloating. We don't care. Again, to the Knicks fans gloating in the chat, congratulations. You beat one of the worst teams in the league. You beat the same team that lost to the Timberwolves without Kat and Anthony Edwards. Do you want a trophy? Like, you know, all this stuff. So, NC saying start J-Rich and Nesmith and bench Horford. We need more shooters in the starting five. We have no spacing. I don't know. What would the lineup be, though? Would it be Richardson at the point guard? Like, you talking Richardson, Nesmith, Jalen, Tatum, and Williams? Like, is that what you're looking for? I mean, that's a little bit of a weird lineup. You think your passing is bad now? I mean, I don't know. More of this Knicks gloating from sad Knicks fans that have nothing to cheer for this season. Duncan saying Dennis is horrible. Make Brad coach again, all this stuff. More of this stuff. Let's see. I'm not even going to lie. I tried to bet my entire betting account on the Knicks, but my platform didn't let me. I'm sorry. You should have, honestly. NC saying MA doesn't know what he's doing. Just a player's coach with no capability of coaching the team. It's hard to disagree with that at this point. And by the way, like, is he a player's coach? Do the players seem happy right now? I just don't think he's doing that part well, which is what I was told he was going to do well when they originally brought him in. How many 10-plus point second half leads have they blown this season? I don't know. Somebody get me that stat. Like, what do you guys find that stat? How many double-digit leads have they blown this year? Feels like a lot. Phil saying, I'm at work, KJ, but seeing the Celtics up 20 in the third, just waiting for the Celtics to blow the lead. We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. No bench, no enforcer. Let's see, more of this stuff. Smite me down because I just watched pure garbage. I would have to concur with that statement. Ray saying, no firepower. The only two guys we have take turns and don't play together. Whew, you got that right. You got that right, Ray. Adia's, let's see, more of this stuff. No scoring on the team outside of Tatum, Brown, Schroeder, Jay Rich. I mean, pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty much what it's been this season. Pretty much been the story. They need more. They need more. And forget throwing Schroeder and Jay Rich in there. Just keep with Tatum and Brown. And I don't know. I would love to trade for Kat right now if they could, man. I would love Karl Anthony Towns for just to see what it would look like. Just to see what it would look like with him when next one of the Jays. I would like to see. And then try to bring in Bradley Beal too. I don't know. I would love to see it. AD is saying not resigning was a bad idea for the Celtics. Even the Jays could get a big help for both. Even Evan could have been a big help for the Jays, you're saying, if they brought back Evan Fournier. Let's see. Not resigning was a bad idea. I mean, look, you can say that, but Evan Fournier has not been good this year. Look at Evan Fournier's stats. Again, he's not been good this year. He's averaging 10 points per game. I think it's like 10.8 against teams not named the Celtics. And guess what would happen if he was on the Celtics? He wouldn't play the Celtics. So he wouldn't average 35 against anybody else. Like, that's the only team he plays good against. It's ridiculous. Ray's agree with me. He shouldn't have re-signed him. Not because of him, but we wouldn't get a fair playing time so that he can go off and kill teams. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, they got Josh Richardson to be his replacement. So, and it hasn't really worked out, but it hasn't worked out for really either team. I don't think the Knicks, if you asked them before tonight, and it was just one game, now they're probably all, you know, in a frenzy up in arms about it. But if you asked them before tonight, do you think the Knicks were happy about Evan Fournier? Because I can guarantee you they weren't happy about having signed Evan Fournier. And they're still not happy about that contract. So more of these Knicks fans gloating. Again, it's just ridiculous. Like they won the championship or something. Great job, Celtics. Not. Boston only wins when their best players play their best games of the season. That is definitely true. Let's see. Great job, Knicks. Brad, do your job. Smart wasn't enough. I might wrap it up here soon, guys, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to catch up on the whole chat tonight, and we're approaching an hour. So I might just get towards the end of the chat. I'm going to skip ahead towards more the middle. I'll try to catch up on some of these. But, I can't read the whole thing. Again, if you want to just get something out there, you can super chat it. Otherwise, I might end the stream soon here. Bring life to the Celtics. Hey, you know what? Give me a 10-day, and I'll try. You know, if you want to give me a 10-day. Let's see. Jalen saying, Phoenix saying, Jalen cannot playmake. Brown has 3 turnovers and 1 assist. He's officially a negative playmaker career-wise with the more turnovers than assists in his career. I heard that was kind of on the way. I heard Zach Lowe kind of mentioning it on his podcast that those numbers were hovering around there. And what I don't know what to tell you. You know, I think part of it's that he has no one to pass to, but part of it's just he's not a good passer. So let's see what else we got. Maybe if we had a 17 point per game player that shoots 40% from 3, a Desmond trade, but no, let's trade him. You know, the Desmond Bane stuff, I get it. It's frustrating, but they didn't trade Desmond Bane. They traded the pick that ended up being Desmond Bane. So, like, I don't know. Did they even, like, it's hard for me to say, like, you had Desmond Bane and you traded him. No, the Grizzlies did the scouting on Desmond Bane. The Grizzlies made the right call on Desmond Bane. The Celtics had nothing to do with Desmond Bane being drafted in that spot. It was all the Grizzlies. So give the Grizzlies credit. The Celtics, I don't know that they would have drafted Bane if they kept that pick. I don't trust that they would have. So, you know, yes, I would love to have Desmond Bane on this team. I'm not giving up Jaylen Brown for him, like I've heard some trade ideas. But, yeah, it's what can you do? What can you do? You know, hopefully they hit on someone else in the draft this year. Maybe they'll have a high enough pick to do it. Bring up the idea of Damon Stoudemire coaching the team. He's an assistant right now. Is he really going to do more as the head coach? I don't know. Phoenix saying, my thoughts on this team isn't a coaching error. It's the personnel and the mentality of the team ever since losing Kemba Walker, who drew a lot of attention away from the Jays, fell off. Yeah, I don't know. They could use another score. You know, Kemba Walker deteriorated way faster than I think anyone expected, and certainly the Celtics expected, certainly I expected. I thought Kemba Walker was maybe going to age a little bit gracefully, but that hasn't happened, and it didn't happen, and you had to trade him, and, you know, you lost what you I think everybody thought would hopefully be your third star for a number of years here, and he wasn't, so unfortunate. Crazy that Gordon Hayward has worked out better than Kemba Walker. You'd rather have him right now, but, hey, Charlotte made the right calls there. Phoenix saying, easier to execute when an entire defense is looking at Kemba, 1920 before major injuries. Phil saying Sam Cassell is a good idea to bring him in. Let's see what else we have here. Bring in Ben Simmons. We got Westbrook. Are you guys like... I'm already having a bad night, guys. Land, I'm already having a bad night. I'm not doing well tonight, okay? It's been a hard night. It was a hard game to watch. And now you're throwing Russell Westbrook trade ideas at me. Do you hate me? Like, do you not? I thought we had a good, like, I thought we got along. Like, why? I don't want that. I don't want Russell Westbrook on the Celtics. I don't want that. Why are you doing this to me? You know, Lan, I almost want to end the stream on that. I can't, I don't know if I can go on. I can't believe I just had to read that. After everything I've been through tonight, now I'm getting Russell Westbrook trade ideas. I'll read a couple more. Some of these seem interesting. Knicks fan here, Celtics problem isn't shooting. They don't seem to have an identity this year. Which is why they can't keep their leads. How do you get an identity? Age-old question, you know? That would have been... you might be right, but I don't know how they get that. Jeremy saying, bet 700 when the Knicks were down 20, was planning on cashing out, but let it ride and made 5K. Shout out to Jeremy. Way to go, Jeremy. Please don't go bankrupt. I don't necessarily love betting 700 on a team down by... that much, but hey, you won this time. I just wouldn't advise doing that too much going forward. I'm from Toronto. I watched them too. He doesn't want to play on this team, which is why he's out of the rotation. I think maybe talking about Goran Dragic. Saying he's better than most Smart and Schroeder at playmaking and shooting and control tempo with the team. So look, I mean, sure, but he's still kind of over the hill. He's not as good as he once was. Like he's a good, I guess he could be a good role player. But it's. I don't think it's saving the team. I don't think suddenly you're like back in the playoffs solidly because you have Goran Dragic. Maybe he'll fit better. You need more than that, though. oh, I forgot. Yes, Fuancho. Yeah, his farts per game average is actually pretty up there, so that's good. What are we doing? Are you guys drunk right now? Seriously, I got Russell Westbrook trade ideas. I got, they should have traded for Andre Drummond, and now I'm getting turn Grant give Grant some PEDs, turn him into LeBron. And I see, what is this? Tank for the number one pick. Guys, I'm ending the stream, okay? You guys need some sleep, obviously. This is just, I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know what you guys are, like, I don't know what you guys are on right now. But this is not okay. Like, really, this is not okay. I don't know what's happening right now. But it's seriously, guys, like, I think we all just need some sleep. Like, I don't know what's happening. This is the craziest I've ever seen the chat acting. You want me to get Andre Drummond. You want me to give Grant some PEDs so he's LeBron. And you want me to trade for Russell Westbrook. Guys, I really feel like someone's playing a prank on me. I really feel like someone's trying to punk me right now. Like, what? I don't know what you guys are doing. This isn't funny. I'm not laughing. This isn't funny. This is just making me sad. I'm sad right now. This is not okay. Let's just wrap things up, okay? Let's go to bed. Let's all get some sleep. Gosh, this picture's falling apart. But just wanted. Yeah, you guys remember the good old days? These were the good old days, guys. When we had We had Doc and Paul and whoever this random guy is here in the front row. It's also in this picture. I thought this would be Jason Tatum one day. I did. I thought it would be Jason Tatum one day. I'm starting to feel less and less like that'll be true. Yeah. All right, guys. Let's call it there. Get some sleep. I don't know what else. We'll probably be back next time. Assuming the Celtics blow another game. I don't know what the plan is right now. I do know that we are preliminarily planning to actually have a Celtics Power Hour tomorrow. So there might be a Celtics Power Hour tomorrow. Ev could be back. Still in the discussions, but you know, it's we're still figuring it out. So Phoenix, I know I looks at what do you expect? How do you expect me to feel, Phoenix? How do you expect me to feel right now, Phoenix? Okay, how do you expect me to go on like this with the Celtics losing every night? I can't take it anymore. They're killing me. They're killing me out there. You lost to the Knicks. The Knicks on national TV. In front of everybody, man. Whole world watching. And you lost to the Knicks. You blew a 25-point lead. And you let RJ Barrett. You let RJ Barrett hit the game winner of all people. It's been a tough year. It's been a tough season. It's going to continue to be a tough season. Just hope eventually they turn it around, okay? Marco saying, looks like I need to sleep. Well, maybe a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit. I'm tired. I'm tired of this team. I'm tired of the Celtics. I'm tired of them doing this to me every night. Every night with this. RJ Barrett's a good player. Why don't you go back and look at the box score? He was trash tonight. RJ Barrett was garbage tonight. And he hit the game winner, so... Of course, Knicks fans gloating in the chat. Oh my goodness. Guys, I'll be okay. Don't worry. I see you guys freaking out a little bit, saying, you know, all this stuff like, oh, you don't be sad and Let me see. Hold on. What's going on here? It's Gear telling me to check the DMs. Hold on. Let's see. What do we got here? Here's Ime Udoka's full answer when asked what postgame message for the team was. Step up or do I have to do my job is a wild thing for the head coach to say. Let's see. Repetitive result. This is what Udoka said after the game. It's happening. Either we're going to make some adjustments and get tired of it, or it's going to keep happening. Message was short and sweet. Wasn't about the last play again. It was everything leading up to it. We need some leadership, somebody that can calm us down and not get rattled when everything starts to go a little south, and I think it snowballs between our guys. Step up, or do I have to stop all of the our momentum and pace and call a play? So that's what I said to them. Yeah, that is... and it's Gear, you said it before I give you credit because you said it even before Andrew Doxy said it. But like MA saying, do I have to draw a play up? Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? That's what Brad used to do. You guys remember the days when Brad used to shoot a little bit? Or not drop plays, I should say. Remember when Brad used to drop plays? Ah, that was nice, you know, back in the day. But yeah, that is, that's pretty sad. Boy, well, guys, I think it's about winding down unless you guys have anything else you want to get off your chest. I don't know. I'm at the point right now where it's just like, it's just pretty much sad, you know, I'll be okay, but you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of depressing. You know, and they're saying there's no Chris Paul, Kyle Lowry, even a Mike Conley type presence on the floor. And there's not going to be. There's none of those guys available. I don't know, unless you want Mike Conley or Chris Paul. Like, Kyle Lowry, like, they're on good teams. I don't necessarily that those guys are going to trade them. So, you know, just it's not they're not available. And even if they were, like, a lot of the guys are, you know, how long will they be available to you? I don't know. MA says we need leadership. Yeah, that would be good. Salty Dyer, somebody under the Belichick coaching tree. Oh, gosh. You know, yeah. And Phil saying he finally knows we need some leadership. Yeah. Maybe if the Celtics brought in Belichick, that would fix things. You know, if the Celtics, if right now, maybe once the Patriot season's done, Belichick can coach the Celtics. I think Belichick would do a better job with the Celtics than Ime Udoka right now. I honestly think he might. Not a bad idea. All right, guys, let's just wrap it up, okay? I know there's 20 of you guys still in here, but it's over now. I'm tired, all right? So thank you guys once again. Celtics Power Hour might be tomorrow. Just stick around, watch YouTube. If we are going live, it'd probably be around 5, so just keep an eye out for that. And other than that, we'll just catch you guys next time, all right? Peace.